Genesis chapter 3, verse number 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. He said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? The woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the woman said, and the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. They heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? Amen. Where art thou? That's what I want to preach on tonight. Where art thou? Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for the privilege to be in your house. And I thank you for everyone that is here. I pray that you help us, Lord, as we go to your word. I pray that you speak to our hearts in a special way. And that we would receive from you tonight, Lord, for your glory and for your honor. In Jesus' name, the church said amen. Amen. You may be seated. The Bible says that God called Jonah. The Bible says that Jonah rose to flee from the presence of the Lord. And the Bible says right here that they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden. Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. God called out to them. The Lord God called unto Adam. And I believe that the Lord is calling even today. And said unto him, Where art thou? I believe that God knew exactly where Adam was. I believe that God knew exactly where he was hiding. God knows, amen, where we're hiding. We cannot hide from God. We can run from God, but we cannot hide from God. But he wanted Adam to know where he was. He wanted Adam to know that he was searching for him. God was searching for Adam. God was looking for Adam. I believe that the Lord is still searching today. Hallelujah. I believe the Lord is still reaching today. I believe the Lord is still calling today. The song says, softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling, O sinner, come home. Come home. Come home. Amen. Softly and tenderly, he's calling for us today. He's calling for those that are hiding. He's calling for those that are lost. The Lord is still calling even today. I'm thankful that the Lord is still calling. I'm thankful that the Lord is still knocking on hearts' doors. I'm thankful that the Lord is still saving souls in 2016, even though we are headed to a fast close of this year. It's hard to believe, amen, that we're already almost finished with this year. But the Lord is still saving. I'm thankful for the saving power of the Lord. The song said, I never shall forget the day when the burdens of my soul were rolled away. It made me happy, glad, and free. I'll sing it, shout it, for he's everything to me. Can you remember the day when the Lord saved you? Hallelujah. I remember the day when the Lord saved me. When he reached down his hand, amen, and picked me up out of that horrible pit, out of that miry clay, and done a work in my heart and life that can't nobody deny it. Amen. Nobody that's experienced it can deny it. They may try, but I'm telling you, when God touches your life, you're never the same. Hallelujah. The Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. I'm thankful that the Lord is searching. I'm thankful that He's still looking. Amen. The songwriter said He came looking for me. Hallelujah. Amen. He came looking for me. I didn't think about this until actually I was standing here and it came to my mind. But November the 11th, which is just a couple days, will be 24 years. Amen, that the Lord saved me 24 years ago. Amen, that I got saved. I thank God for it. I want to tell you, amen, I cannot explain why I know it was that then there, but I remember the day. Hallelujah. Just a little boy. And my dad and mom pastored there at that time. And on a Wednesday night, I can't tell you what he preached on. I don't remember the message. It must have been something good because I got saved that night. Hallelujah. I don't remember what they sang, but they must have sang good that night. Praise God. Because I got saved that night. I don't remember the testimonies, but they sure must have been on fire. Amen. Because I got saved that night. And the Lord saved my soul. Hallelujah. The best of my memory that it just picks up at the end of the message. And I don't know if anybody else was there that needed to be saved and or what was going on, but you know, it was one of those services where it was every head bowed and every eye closed, no one looking around. Have you heard that? If we've heard it one time, we've heard it 100,000 times. Everybody bow your head, close your eyes, nobody look around. If you're here tonight or you're here and you want prayer and you need to be saved, why don't you just slip up your hand and slip it back down. Amen. Preachers have said it. Let us pray for you. For something got a hold to me. Hallelujah, that night. Amen. Something got a hold to me on that Wednesday night service. I'm sure people was tired. I'm sure they had worked all day. Amen. But a 9-year-old boy was sitting on the front row, praise God, that night. And something got a hold to me right at that point. I don't remember any other part of it. Amen. And it never gets old telling this story. Praise God. I said it never gets old. It's just like brand new to me again tonight. I thank the Lord for 24 years. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for searching for me. Amen. Thinking about the Lord coming into that service that night. Amen. And saying, where art thou? Do you know where you are? I know I was a little boy. I'd been raised in church and probably been to church just about every time that the doors was opened up until that point. But I don't ever remember God dealing with me before. I think about that. I think about how my heart must have been, you know, cold to God because I don't ever remember Him dealing with me. He may have, but I don't remember it. And I think if the Lord would have dealt with me, I would remember it. But I don't ever remember. And that's a shame being 9 years old. I see these young kids, amen, seeking God and tears running down their face. And many of them a lot younger than that. And I think about how my heart must have been cold and away from God. And I'm telling you, I felt like the worst sinner. Amen. I had never smoked a cigarette. I had never drank beer. I had never ran wild. But I'm telling you right there on that pew, I felt like I was feeling the flames of hell that night. Amen. That I was going to hell. And I want you to know it don't matter what you've done or haven't done. If we've not been saved and born again, we'll go to the same devil's hell. Amen. That the worst sinner in the world will go to. Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. He said, how can you be born again when you're old? How can a man be born? Can he enter in the second time to his mother's womb and be born? Jesus said, no, you must be born of the water and of the Spirit to enter in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. The wind blows where it listeth. Amen. We hear the sound thereof. We can't tell where it comes or where it goes. Amen. You know why he said that? Because Nicodemus said, how can these things be? And Jesus is saying, you feel the wind, you see the effects of the wind, but you don't know where the wind comes from and you don't know where the wind goes. Amen. And I can't tell you how he saved me. I can't tell you why he saved me, but I can tell you right now, he saved me that night. Hallelujah. Something happened to this boy. Something happened to that little boy. And when I walked away from that altar that night, amen, I went down to that altar, brother and sister, amen, knelt down, and my dad come down there and he said, Samuel, have you never got saved? I remember that. I said, no, and I was weeping and crying. No, I've never got saved. Amen, but I prayed through that night and got saved. And I want you to know, amen, nobody had to tell me I was saved. Nobody had to tell me anything. When I got up from that altar, I knew something was different. I knew something had happened in me. Every time I went to church after that, something tugged on my heart. Amen. Every time I was in the presence of God as a little boy, it was always different after then. Amen. I want to tell you something right now. I thank God that I yielded that night. I thank God that I heard the voice of God walking in the garden there in that church that night on a Wednesday night. I'm thankful that the Lord of glory walked in that place. Amen. And came walking down through the garden. Amen. And I was hiding amongst the trees. Amen. But I heard him call, where art thou? The Bible said that he called unto Adam. The Lord is calling unto you. He called unto Adam. When the Lord calls, when the Lord knocks, when the Lord speaks. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice. There's a lot of people hear the knock, but they don't hear the voice. Amen. That knock could be a lot of things. That knock could be financial difficulties, and people run to God. That knock could be a divorce. That knock could be a car wreck. That knock could be a storm in your life. That knock could be a death of a loved one. Come on, can I get a witness? That knock could be a lot of things. Maybe a mama die, daddy die, a spouse die. I've seen people come to God, amen, when they heard that knock, amen, but the knock don't save you. Hallelujah, it's the voice. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. Hallelujah. It's not good enough just to hear the knock. It's not good enough just to hear the thunder. It's not good enough just to see the lightning. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice, he's calling, Adam, where art thou? Amen. The leaves began to rustle in the garden that morning. Amen. There, all of a sudden, the birds sang so much more beautiful. All of a sudden, there was a hush came in that garden. And Adam and Eve went and hid themselves. Amen. But God in his presence, amen, called out, Adam, amen, where art thou? That's what I'm preaching tonight. Where art thou? Where are you at? Are you lost? On your way to the devil's hell? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, we've got to hear the voice of God. Amen. Where art thou? Where are you at in your, where are you at in your relationship with God? Where are you at in your walk with God? Amen. He's calling. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, amen. Praise the Lord. We must hear the voice of God. We must recognize his voice. Bible said that Jesus looked up into heaven in John 12 and said, Father, glorify thy name. The Bible said there came a voice from heaven. Can somebody say voice? There came a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. And the Bible says that some of them that stood around said, it thundered. You read that. And said others, said an angel spoke unto him. But Jesus turned and said, this voice came not for my sake, but for your sake. God the Father spoke from heaven. Amen. And the voice didn't come for Jesus' sake. It wasn't thunder, my friend. It was not an angel. Amen. Even though those things are great. Amen. I'm telling you, it was the voice of God. Amen. Coming so we could recognize it. Amen. Do we hear Him calling? Do we hear His voice? It's not good enough just to have the chill bumps. It's not good enough just to say, my God, what's going on in this world? We must hear the voice of God as God speaks, as God reaches, as God calls. God is calling sinners to the altar. God is calling saints closer to Him. God is calling the backslider back home. God is still calling. Even tonight He's calling. I know it's Wednesday night. Amen. And we should be in a series of Bible studies or something. I know. Amen. I didn't plan it this way. But I pray, oh God, save somebody tonight. Even if it's a young child. Amen. It doesn't matter. Man, woman, boy, or girl. Save somebody. Because 24 years ago. Amen. Probably about like the second Wednesday of November. Amen. Somewhere around this time. It was November the 11th. Amen. On a Wednesday night. I wonder where I'd be if I'd have told Him no that night. I wonder where I'd be tonight if I'd have told Him no that night. Amen. But I'm telling you, I didn't tell Him no. Because as He began to call, I heard His voice. As He began to pull, I yielded to His pulling. I yielded to His pleading. And the Lord still pleads and still calls and still reaches and still searches. He's searching. He comes to the garden and He's searching. Amen. He's looking. The Bible said, what man of you, if he have 100 sheep, will not leave the 99? 99 sheep, 100 sheep, 99. Amen. There's needs there. Oh God. There's needs there. There's sheep with broken bones that need help. There's sheep that's in squabbles over here that He needs to give a special attention to kind of break up this fight. There's sheep over here that's fell off and got their needs to be brushed out and all this. There's another sheep over here that's sick. But don't you forget they're in the fold. And so the shepherd scopes them out. Amen. And he realizes there's a need there. He realizes there's a need there. He realizes there's a need there. But he makes the choice to slip out and go to the mountains. Oh God. Amen. And there may be need of healing tonight. There may be need of encouragement tonight. There may be need of discipline tonight. There may be need, all kinds of needs. There may be need of instruction. Amen. But the great shepherd, the good shepherd, come on church. Amen. Many times we come in service. Amen. I'd love to hear a message on healing, maybe somebody says. Man, I sure hope he preaches on, amen, family structure, amen, because me and my wife, we need help in our marriage or home, or Lord, man, I hope he preaches on encouragement, or man, hope we have a Holy Ghost service. There could be all kinds or types of different things, amen, but for some reason, amen, when the Word of God is broken forth, amen, you see that shepherd, he slips out, amen, and he leaves that sick sheep for a little while, Sister Bobby. He leaves that discouraged sheep for just a second. And he goes to the mountains. Amen. What's he doing? He's looking. Amen. He stands on the brow of the hill and he looks. He's searching for one that is lost. He's looking for one that is gone. One. Can somebody hold up their finger? One. Only one. He has 99 back there. But there's one that he cares about so much.
much. That's how much God loves you, brother. That's how much God loves you, sister. That's how much God loves us. Young person, you may say, I'm worthless. Amen. I'll never be nothing. Amen. I can't achieve. I can't please nobody. Nobody's satisfied with me. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares about me. Look how ugly I am. Look how careless. Amen. Everybody treats me. Wait just a minute. There's a shepherd. He's the good shepherd. He's the shepherd of our soul. He's the creator of our soul. He'll leave sick sheep. Amen. To reach for you. He'll leave those that are discouraged to preach to you and help you. Amen. The Bible said he'll leave 99 in the fold and go look for one that is lost.
One sheep searching over the mountains and ledges he climbs, aware of the danger, but determined to find one who is one he is seeking with all of his heart, mind, might, that wayfaring lamb who is lost in the night. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's another song that says, here I am. I'm the one the shepherd left the fold to find. There were 99. Amen. But he left the fold to find me. Doth not he leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that one which is lost until he find it? And when he found it, he layeth it on his shoulders rejoicing. All of a sudden, there's a sheep with six legs. A sheep with six legs. He's got his four and two of the shepherd. Hallelujah. He don't have to walk back home. He's carried back home. The Bible said when he cometh home, not if he cometh home. Amen. But when he cometh home. Amen. Somebody get a hold of that tonight. It's not if they come home. It's when they come home. It's not if they pray through. It's when they pray through. It's not if they get back right with God. It's when. Hallelujah. When he cometh home. Call it together, his friends and neighbors, saying, rejoice with me, for I found my sheep that was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy in heaven over one, somebody hold that finger up again, one sinner that repenteth more than the 99 persons that need no repentance. My God, does somebody feel like they're that one tonight? Does somebody feel like they're that one lost sheep? I thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. He goes looking. He goes searching. He looks all around for that one. He goes through the mountains. He goes across the rivers. He goes through the valleys, Brother Wayne. He just keeps on looking. He goes, he looks, he searches. He's trying to find that one. Hallelujah. Just trying to find that one sheep. That one sheep that is lost. He's looking for them. He can't find them. He don't know where they are. He don't know where they went. He don't know what's going on. But they're gone. They're way out of the fold. They're out of the sheepfold. And he's looking for them. So he walks all over the mountains. Walks all over the valleys. Goes to the prison. Hallelujah. Goes to the jail cell. Hallelujah. Goes to their work. Hallelujah. Goes to the family. Hallelujah. Praise God to find that one sheep that is lost. I thank God for it. He's searching. Amen. He comes to the garden. Adam and Eve have sinned, but he's looking for them. He's searching for them. Praise God, saying, come. Come. Come get saved. Come get right with God. He's walking down the road. Amen. There's such a large crowd following him. Amen. There's a short man that can't. He can't see him. He just wants to see Jesus. Amen. He just wants to see him. He had heard a lot about him. He might have been short, but he could run. Hallelujah. He ran completely ahead in front of the crowd. Amen. He knew a shortcut. Praise God. That short man named Zacchaeus knew a shortcut. He climbed up in a sycamore tree. Glory to God. Amen. Jesus is going to pass this way. Hallelujah. He's going to come right this way. Amen. He ran ahead of him. He got up in that tree. He climbed up in that tree. He's sitting on a limb and waiting, and here comes Jesus. I want to see him. I want to look at him. Amen. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all passed, home at last, ever to rejoice. Oh, I want to see him. Zacchaeus just wanted to see him just like we do. He wanted to look at his face. He wanted to see him. Amen. And Jesus, though, is searching. Jesus is searching for Zacchaeus. Amen. It's more than just he's wanting Zacchaeus to see him. The Bible said when Jesus came to the place, hallelujah, when Jesus came to the place, the place might have been a service, amen, in Oklahoma, oh God, on a Wednesday night. The place may have been a sycamore tree, amen, on a dusty road outside of Jerusalem. The place may have been in a graveyard, amen. The place may have been by your bedside. The place may be an old past tabernacle on Wednesday night, amen, but you mark it down. He comes to that place, and the Bible said he looked up, amen, I found what I was looking for. I can hear Jesus say, I found the one I'm searching for. I found Zacchaeus, that old thief. Hallelujah. Amen. I found Zacchaeus, that old tax collector. I found Zacchaeus, that heartless man. That man that didn't care about nobody. I mean, I found Zacchaeus. Amen. That the world didn't care nothing about. I found Zacchaeus. I found him. I was looking for him and I found him.
He looked up and said, Zacchaeus, make haste. Hurry up, Zacchaeus. Hallelujah.
Y'all, let's just pray right now. It's all right, Sister Courtney. Hey, man, it's all right. Let's just pray. Don't let the devil get the best of us in here. Come on, church. Don't worry about it. Let's just pray. God's dealing with somebody's heart tonight. This little baby don't understand. It's just fine, no? Amen. Oh, mama, to feel bad at all. Amen. The devil just try to stir. Come on, let's pray, church. Maybe the Lord wants to save somebody tonight, and the devil just try to get a hold. Amen. But we don't. It's all right. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's looking. He's searching. Zacchaeus, hurry up. Make haste and come down, for today I'm going to your house. Hallelujah. My house? I'm a thief, your house. My house, I'm a sinner, your house, Zacchaeus. Come down out of that tree, because today I'm going to your house. You know, when he went down there to Zacchaeus' house, Zacchaeus got saved. Amen. The Bible said they murmured against Jesus and said he went to be guest with a man that is a sinner. But you know what Jesus said? This day salvation has come to this house, for as much as he also is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. He come to this earth. He come to this service. He come to that garden that day. Amen. He come on that dusty road and shine brighter than the sun to reach Saul of Tarsus and turn him into the Apostle Paul. Amen. He came to us. He's coming to us. He'll take a young person in the service tonight and make a preacher or pastor or missionary out of them. He'll take somebody tonight. Amen. Turn their life around. Turn their home around. He's looking. He's the searcher. He's saying, where art thou? The Bible says, today, salvation has come to this house. Jesus is the searcher. He's the great searcher. He's looking. He's looking over this crowd tonight. Y'all all look good to me, but God knows the heart. He's saying, is there one that's not right with me? Is there one that's not saved? Is there one that's straying? is there one that has strayed. And He knows. And He sees. Stand together with me tonight. Actually, just stay sitting down. I'm going to do exactly the way it was when I got saved. Every head bowed and every eye closed. I don't remember Him saying, stand up. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Nobody looking around. Are you here tonight and you're not right with God? And you say, Brother Sam, would you... Y'all close your eyes, children. Bow your head and close your eyes. Don't nobody look around tonight. You say, Brother Sam, I'm not right with God. I'm not saved. Hallelujah, I'm not right with God. But I'd like for the Lord to touch me. I'd like for the Lord to save me. Are you here tonight? You lift up your hand. You say, Brother Sam, pray for me. Pray for me. Yes, I see that hand. Anybody else? Slip it up and slip it back down. Nobody looking around. Yes, I see that hand. God bless you. Anybody else tonight? There's a couple hands. Yes, another hand. Somebody else tonight? Slip your hand up. Maybe a young person, maybe old. It doesn't matter. We're all the same to God. But God's dealing with your heart right now. And you know God's dealing with you. You know God is dealing with your heart. And you'll slip it up. I'm not here to embarrass. Just put it up and put it down. I'm not trying. I just want you to slip it up. Say, Lord, save me tonight. You feel like you're here tonight and you want the Lord to help you. Come on, the Lord's still dealing. I can tell the Lord's still dealing right now. It's not getting a hurry right here. We've got just a few minutes. I'm not going to tarry long. You need to make up your mind. You need to make that decision now. You've not your hand up yet. You need to make your decision. You're not right with God. There's things in your heart. Oh, I don't want nobody thinking bad of you. More important that you surrender to the Lord. Yes, I see that hand. Hallelujah. You want me to pray for you tonight? You like that prayer. You're not right with God. Slip your hand up. Put it back. Amen. There's been several hands went up in this congregation tonight. Only God knows our hearts. Only God knows the hearts of man. You're here tonight and you need help from God. You say, I need help from God. Pray for me. Need help from God. Pray for me. Maybe you're right with God. Maybe you're right, but you're struggling. Straying. Maybe you're just struggling. You're struggling tonight. Barely hanging on.
Mountains.
Hallelujah.
Come.
Adam, where art thou? Yes. Anybody else? Yes. God sees you.
Yes, He's coming to
fall. Hallelujah.
One He's
taking.
All of His might.
Wayfaring. Who is lost in the night?
As long as I live, I will not understand
the love
of a shepherd.
Search
of.
Stand together with me tonight. There have been those, there's several that's raised their hand tonight. Now listen, this is the way I'm going to do it. I'm not here to embarrass anybody. Some have raised their hand and said they wasn't right with God. Others have raised their hand and said, I need prayer. I just need prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. Church, I'm not going to think any less of you. Amen. Praise God. When you need help from God, when you need a touch from the Lord, it doesn't matter who we are. All of us are naked before the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to come. We want to pray with you tonight. You need help from God. You raised your hand. I want you to come. Now's the time. Come on, stand across the front here. The church is going to gather in behind you.
And the
legend.
as he climbs.
Come on, raise your hand.
Of the dangers, yet determined.
Lord's going to help you tonight. Hallelujah.
Warning.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Church, let's gather in. Hallelujah. Pray for these children. Pray for these young people tonight. Oh God. Lay your hand on.
Who is lost in.
Lay your hand on your brother or sister tonight. God help us.
As long as I live, I will not understand.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
So
Touch us tonight, Lord. I pray. Help me, Lord. I pray tonight.